Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 56. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight with a low around 45. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 70 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Council Grove is the latest Kansas town to see someone hurt by a dangerous TikTok challenge. The Council Grove Police Department said Monday that it took a juvenile male into custody for an aggravated battery incident over the weekend. Officers went around 8 p.m. Saturday to a home near Donnan Street and South 11th Street for a report of a drive-by shooting. Now, after investigating, they learned a minor fired an Orbeez gel bead gun into a nearby home multiple times, striking a child. The officers arrested the minor as a result of the Orbeez shooting incident, according to Council Grove Police Department. The department didn't list any charges against the minor, but did say the incident resulted in an aggravated battery arrest. Washburn University announced on Monday afternoon during a news conference that Dr. Jerry Farley will retire September 30th of this year. Farley became Washburn University's 16th president on July 1st, 1997. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Just before 3 a.m. Saturday, police responded to an injury accident at 17th Street North and Tyler Road in Wichita. First responders located 20-year-old Jacob Fowler and 20-year-old Levi Ward, both of Wichita. They had been riding a 2004 Honda Shadow motorcycle northbound on Tyler. A 2011 Dodge Dakota driven by 23-year-old Colin Becker of Wichita entered the intersection from 17th Street. The motorcycle struck the pickup, and both Fowler and Ward were ejected and died of their injuries. Becker left the scene of the accident and returned later, where police arrested him on requested charges of failure to stop at an accident resulting in death. Child abuse offenders will be punished more harshly under a bill signed into law on Monday. House Bill 2508 expands which charges can be filed against child abusers and allows more specific sentencing in those cases. Governor Laura Kelly says the bill let prosecutors hold abusers accountable to the same level as other serious crimes. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police say an Omaha officer suffered only minor injuries after being dragged during a vehicle stop. Television station KETV reports that the incident happened around 3 a.m. Monday in North Omaha when a man in a car that had been stopped jumped into the driver's seat and took off. Police say an officer who tried to stop the man was dragged about a block before being released. Police say the car kept going west on Dodge Street, leading other officers in a chase. Police say tire puncturing strips were used to disable the car, which then crashed in a parking lot. Police say the officer who was dragged and the suspect were checked by medics, and the suspect was arrested. The Nebraska State Patrol is joining law enforcement agencies across the country this week to raise awareness of the dangers of drunk or drug-impaired driving. Troopers will be performing high-visibility patrols as part of the effort. The initiative will focus on priority counties identified by the Nebraska Department of Transportation. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Commissioners heard concerns with lack of ambulance staffing at last week's meeting. The conversation was prompted by a notice that the Hanover Hospital has suspended ambulance services, hoping that staffing issues would be temporary. It was noted that efforts to attract additional EMTs in recent years have still left rosters in short supply. Consideration for establishing a countywide ambulance service was mentioned, with a projected cost ranging from $600,000 to $1 million. A delegation of EMT representatives did not feel that sign-on bonuses for recruiting would make a significant difference, but expressed that a longevity bonus may be more helpful. The conversation went on with consensus that something needs to be done to maintain adequate ambulance services in Washington County. Commissioners were encouraged to begin allocating for a countywide service by at least one representative in attendance. Consideration for Marshall County joining an extension district was presented to Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting, with Extension Agent Susie Latta providing an outline of a proposal that could combine Marshall with Pottawatomie, Riley, Geary, and Waubonsie counties. The relationship would be similar to the River Valley District, which includes Washington, and Meadowlark District, which includes Nemaha County. Sustainability and stability of services are the driving forces, with benefits that could include more opportunities for the 4-H and youth programs, potential for increased efficiency and purchasing power. Under the proposal, each county involved would appoint 4 members to a combined board. Currently, Marshall County has an extension council, which manages local decisions and includes Hannah Largent, Rod Stewart, Margaret Huffman, Zach Schotte, Nancy Preuss, Craig Martin, and Sherry Gallion. Funding is provided through federal, state, and local sources, with the county contributing through its general fund. 21 extension districts currently serve a combined 59 Kansas counties. If approved, consolidation could begin by next summer, and it was reported that efforts are currently underway to educate the public and stakeholders regarding the options and benefits. No action on the matter was taken at last week's meeting. There is a vacancy on the Washington Library Board effective May 1st. Those interested should submit a letter of interest to the city clerk's office. Applicants must reside within the Washington city limits. The position will be open until filled. Forms may be obtained at Washington City Hall, which has additional details on this Washington Library Board position. Luane S. Mock, age 66, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Private family services planned at a later date, with a registration book available Tuesday, noon until 5, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Luane Mock. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, pulled pork, baked Lay's, cucumber salad, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures starting to warm up throughout the region today, and conditions will stay sunny before a low-pressure system brings some rain showers throughout the region overnight. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Winds will be breezy out of the southeast between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A chance for some rain as we head into the overnight hours, with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s to lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 40s throughout Missouri. There will be a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday before clearing up on Thursday, and temperatures reaching the 80s and 90s throughout Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 67, record high on this date 94. The average low 43 and the record low 25. Sunset this evening 8:08. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44. Dropped again to the freezing mark, 32 degrees overnight with sunshine this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 19th of April. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Here you go. Two Sonic fish sandwiches.
You have the slight crunch of the breaded fish, but then you also have the toasted brioche bun is like buttery soft. So it just kind of like hugs it. It hugs it in my mouth.
If I had to pick a fish that I would want to hang out with, it would definitely be Alaskan fish. They're cooler.
They are cooler.
Better fish makes a fish sandwich better. The Sonic Fish Sandwich is made with 100% wild-caught Alaska pollock, tangy tartar sauce, and crinkle-cut pickles on a brioche bun. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Steph Curry and friends get it done. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA playoff action. Steph Curry's all-time performance off the bench produced a drubbing of the Nuggets.
Cool to Curry. Curry with 31 now. Step back, three over Eric Gordon. Got another one. Curry with 34 off the bench, 5 of 10 from 3, jumps up with Jordan Poole. Timeout Denver, 4:46 to go.
On 95.7 The Game, Curry shooting 12 of 17 with 5 three balls in just 23 minutes. Right behind him on the score sheet, protege Jordan Poole, who put up 29 points and 8 assists, earning kudos from Coach Steve Kerr.
Reminded me of his teammate who came off the bench a little bit. It's pretty remarkable to see.
126-106 Warriors the final. They take a 2-0 series lead to Denver. In Dallas, the Mavs pulled off a 110-104 victory over the Jazz behind a 41-point effort by Jalen Brunson, the series even at a game apiece. More NBA playoff action. The Sixers take a 2-0 series lead to Toronto after a 112-97 victory over the Raptors. Embiid putting up a team-high 31 points, but it was Danny Green who drove in the final nail.
Sixers on the move with numbers. He goes to Danny Green. Green into the lane. He jammed it! Danny Green has found the fountain of youth and a right-hand hammer. Oh, yeah.
The call on 97.5, the Fanatic. Baseball now, just two pitches was all Freddie Freeman needed to homer off his former team, the Dodgers dispatching the Braves 7-4 to improve to 8-2 on the season. NHL, Johnny Gaudreau achieving a milestone in Calgary's win over the Blackhawks.
Gaudreau steps in and shoots and scores. Johnny Gaudreau rips the pocket of the top corner of the Blackhawks net. That is his 600th National Hockey League point, and he makes it 2-0 Flames.
The call on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
K-State football fans, order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline and receive a free Colin Klein and Arthur Brown bobblehead celebrating the 10th anniversary of the 2012 Big 12 Championship season.
Your Kansas State Wildcats are the Big 12 champions.
Season tickets start at just $150 for all 7 home games, including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to save your seat.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest winter wheat crop condition ratings are the worst in more than a quarter of a century. Stephanie Ho with more.
What's the top story in crop progress this week?
Arguably the biggest story in this week's crop progress report is the ongoing, greatly stressed U.S. winter wheat crop.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We're seeing this crop just 30% good to excellent nationally, 37% very poor to poor. That is the lowest overall condition that we have seen at this time of year since 1996.
In other words, these are the worst winter wheat condition numbers for this time of year in 26 years.
A week ago, we were a little better at 32% good to excellent, 36% very poor to poor. And then compare that to last year at this time, 53% good to excellent, 17% very poor to poor.
In seven Great Plains states, including Texas, Colorado, Oklahoma, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, and South Dakota, more than a fifth of the winter wheat crop is rated very poor to poor. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And the stronger land prices of late 2021 continuing higher in the first months of 2022. After a calmer period at the start of the year, the land market remained firm. Sale prices took another jump higher as a result of the outbreak of war in Ukraine and ongoing inflation fears. Farmers National Company says farmers saw the higher commodity prices and investors wanted a low-risk inflation hedging investment, which together propelled the competition for good croplands. A good cropland farm in northwest Missouri recently sold at a Farmers National Company auction for $14,600 per acre, far above expectations. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's the latest Larry Steckland report from our partners over at Cake News.
4 out of 10 rural bankers project a jump in farm income in 2022. Now that's 4 out of 10. Where's the other 6? That's what I'm wondering, and it doesn't tell me much about those guys or gals. Well, if you're going to be borrowing money to put some product into the ground, which almost everybody in the business has to do, by the way, I'm going to check out grain prices and seed prices coming up here in the Steckline Report. Stay tuned for that in the next week or two. But in the meantime, it's kind of interesting to see what these bankers are thinking. For 16 straight months, the rural economy has posted a healthy increase in the Creighton University RMI situation. They analyze probably a dozen bankers across the country in rural areas only to figure out how their attitude sets, and then comes up with an RMI figure that says 50.0 is average. Right now is at 65.4. Bullish. That's what the bankers are thinking. 42% of them expect higher net farm income in 2022. They'll better be, or else they're not going to pay the expenses. 46% expect no change, though. 12% expect a fall in net farm income. While loan activity has increased, farmers seem to be in good cash position, they say. Surging farm input costs and global tensions have got some of them worried. But even because of that, 96% of the bankers indicate they have not tightened credit standards for farmers. So I think probably we can get a still pretty good loan if you wink at him when you come in the front door. That's pretty important. See you on the next Steckline Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
The emerging market for carbon credits in agriculture is a work in progress. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. Farmer participation in the carbon marketplace is seen as slow so far. The Farm Foundation sponsored an online forum on the subject last week. One panelist, American Farm Bureau Federation economist Shelby Swain Myers, says the developing market still hasn't figured out how to deal with the so-called early adopters of farming practices that the carbon market is trying to incent.
The constant barrier that I hear from my growers is that I'm an early adopter. How do I fit into this world? Because right now, early adopters have to take on an additional practice to participate. That is a huge frustration of my growers. I hear that I've been doing this for a long time because I saw the benefits. But now if someone else is going to get paid for the environmental benefit that they're going to generate most recently, I want to be compensated as well.
Meyer says it's not that farmers are opposed to regenerative ag practices.
Growers acknowledge the value of conservation practices. It's not a barrier for them to say that, oh, it may not work here. And there's a lot of agronomic practices that could be really great for their cropping system or their geography. The usual holdup is that financial barrier.
Tomorrow, a look at the legal considerations farmers have with carbon markets. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
see Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine at a chilly start, 32 degrees, with highs forecast in the middle 50s again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, G1 Sports and Entertainment announced yesterday that Wichita will host an NHL preseason game on September 24th of this year. The Arizona Coyotes and St. Louis Blues will face off at Interest Bank Arena in the first ever NHL game in the city of Wichita. Tickets for the G1 Sports and Entertainment Frozen Faceoff featuring the Coyotes and the Blues will go on sale to the general public this Friday at 10 a.m. You can get your tickets online at selectaseat.com or you can call 855-755-SEAT or go in person at the Select a Seat box office at Interest Bank Arena. Kansas State scored 12 runs over the first four innings and never looked back, downing Wichita State last night 12-1 at X Stadium. The Shockers are now 13-23 overall. The Shockers will make the short trip south to Norman today for a midweek game at Oklahoma. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
Yeah. don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high in the sky.